Village Council to order. Please stand for the pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Okay, roll call.
Chaney.
Here.
Maurer, yes. Bordenkircher.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yep.
Lusk.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Okay, you've all been provided previously with a copy of the minutes from the April 9th, 2018 regular council meeting. If there are no corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion approved.
Second.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Chaney.
Yes.
Maurer, yes. Bordenkircher.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yep.
Lusk.
Yes.
Okay, correspondence. I got a letter from the Ohio Municipal League regarding something new. It's the 2018 Summer Regional Conference Series. It's a one-day event. They'll have a legislative update followed by a discussion on home rule, open records and public meetings, discussions, medical marijuana, public nuisance, economic development, and social media. The cost to attend is $75 for Ohio Municipal League members, which we are. These happen in May and into June into August, depending on where you go. I think it might be prudent that we send one or two people to attend this conference. If we send two people, we've got 150 plus transportation because meals are included. Any thoughts?
What days are they? I mean, in May?
Well, there's different. There's May 18th, June 8th, June 29th, and August 17th, depending on where you want to travel to. The two closest ones to us are on June 8th and June 29th.
Where's that at?
Well, we've got Athens, Mason, Ohio, Canton, and Findlay. Canton would be the most desirable for us.
Anybody want to go? Well, I got work.
I'm thinking about sending someone from administration rather than council members. Council members can clearly go, but
I don't have a problem.
Send somebody. I'll make a motion to send somebody.
One or two?
Two.
Okay.
Something good.
It'd be $175.
150 plus mileage.
Second.
Who are we sending?
Administrator.
Somebody from the administration.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out.
Ready for roll call?
Yeah.
Chaney.
Yes.
Bordenkircher.
Yes.
Lusk.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fortune.
Yep.
Maurer. Yes.
Okay, the other item I have, I got the invite for the Mayor's Association Annual Conference, which we attend. It's in the budget to attend. It's June 13th, 14th. And 15th, again, it's in my appropriated budget, so I'd just like your approval to attend.
I make the motion we do that.
Second.
Maurer, yes. Bordenkircher.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Lusk.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yeah.
Chaney.
Yes.
Weird when I call my own name.
Okay, the only other stuff we have is marketing stuff and catalogs. I've got a catalog for furniture, one for flags, and one for Christmas decorations and all things.
Mm-hmm.
Almost that time.
I was gonna say, it's never too early.
Oh, yeah, it is. Just ask my back line. All right, before we go any further, there's no citizens' comments. I want an executive session as soon as we're done to discuss personnel, specifically the fiscal officer. And with that, I'll move on to department reports. There's nobody here from fire. We have no fiscal officer. Only thing I'll mention under the fiscal officer, I spent time with her on Thursday and Friday last week before she departed. We did cut salary payroll that is due on Monday, a week from today. That is done. And all bills and everything are paid current to what you've got here. I actually instructed her to make out the checks for these bills. They are ready to go, and if you approve them tonight, I'll sign them, and those will go in the mail tomorrow as well. And other than that, our first hourly payroll is a week from this Friday. And nothing from police, nothing from the solicitor, village administrator.
So last time I talked about the traffic signal at Oak and Russell, and I got more of a formal letter from him. It is no cost to the village. They're offering to do the removal of the aging signal and install the newer signal in its place. They have been in contact. The main person is actually coming from New York to work with the guy who's from this area. The signal itself, someone must have tried to repair it or make it higher at some point, and they cut the wires and spliced it, so it's only a matter of time before it rusts and falls off of the string it's already on. So they're going to replace the string that's there as well, so that way it's completely new, and that way we're not going to worry about it falling out of the sky. Like it says, replace the span wire and components that hold the signal, pretty much upgrading everything but the poles. They'll provide all parts service. The only thing we're going to do is work our bucket van for them, and we're going to make sure traffic flows, probably do a four-way stop at the time. If this is agreed upon tonight, they can do it as early as this Thursday. If not, then it'll have to wait until the end of next month.
I'll make a motion. Go ahead and get it done.
I just kind of, with the whole no contract.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
With the whole issue with no contract,
You can,
There's no fees in exchange from my days of business law, there has to be a couple of pieces, and one is consideration, and if we're not paying anything, there's no consideration.
I'm just making sure we're good.
I guess it's up to us to make sure that, whether it's Heather or someone from her staff is there to make sure they do what they say they're going to do. Okay.
And when we remove the parts, we usually just get rid of them anyway,
okay.
So.
All right. I'll second it.
I don't have anything. No, go ahead.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer? Yes.
And I don't have anything else, really.
Did you want to talk about this at all, or is it premature?
Well, I did hand out everyone, it's called Safe Haven Baby Boxes. I'm talking more in depth with the company themselves. Fire stations and police stations are already a designated area for people to drop off their newborns, basically abandonment of infants. And this box is going to be a safer way for people to do that. They're looking at this area only because of the opioid addiction and the things that are coming through this area. A lot of our fire stations and police stations are not manned 24/7. This box is pretty much a roll-out baby bed, and then whenever it goes into the wall, a silent alarm would trigger the dispatcher, and the EMTs would actually come and get the child. There's a bunch of questions that you can look through, and I can give you guys down there a copy as well. But I'm discussing further with them because it's something that this area kind of needs, safe abandonment of child, which is sad, but.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Heather?
No, sir.
Okay, committee report, voting property.
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Community Business Development?
We met on the 10th and we just kind of discussed some organized activities for the park this summer. And then we met on the 19th and discussed some business opportunities, and we're just waiting on an opinion from the solicitor for those.
And I have not heard back yet.
Okay.
Community Relations?
The Chamber, is their website up and ready yet? Okay. Website for the Chamber is up and ready. They're still working on the homecoming and Yellow Flag Days. You can pick up your applications at Del Gress, statement by Shannon, and it's the 4th and the 5th. Debbie Rogers is, you can talk to her if you have any questions, or Christy Patterson.
There, there's, the sign-up sheets are also available in my office on Main Street.
All yours, okay. And then the 24th, the council meeting will be, or the chamber meeting will be here.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Okay, finance?
Nothing tonight.
Nothing. Fire dependency board ordinance?
Nothing tonight.
Park board?
Nothing tonight.
Planning commission?
Nothing.
Public safety?
Public safety, I had to cancel our last month's, or this month's fire meeting because of a birthday at my home, so I'm gonna reschedule.
Public works?
We met on the 19th and we discussed, Quicksall's latest project proposal and another one. And, we're gonna have a meeting with them.
Tomorrow, or Wednesday?
Wednesday, Wednesday at 6:30. Okay, we discussed the resolution, or the, agreement that we have here for the county sewer line to Pearl and Fresno, and we'll be voting on that tonight.
The other thing we talked about, a public meeting, I would like to schedule that public meeting for sewer now. We can use the Kirk Street Events Building, and it's available, I believe, May 8th and 10th, or Tuesday or Thursday. Because if we wait for the next council meeting, we're gonna be at the end of May and my availability, because that building's gonna be leased a lot.
And those people are wanting to know.
Yeah.
What's going on.
I talked to Frank Matthews.
Talked to a couple of them.
They wanna know, so we need to.
Yeah.
May 8th, did you say May 8th?
Either one will work for me.
It's Tuesday or Thursday, 8th or the 10th.
Okay, I'm off the 8th.
We do it at like 6?
It's too early.
7?
Yeah, we got, because of public, we, I'd say 7.
May 8th at, 7 then.
Okay, so Public Works, 5.
It'll be a public, it should be titled as a public hearing on the sewer project.
And this is the Johnson Road extension, correct?
Yep.
Where's it gonna be at, here?
No, Kirk Street Events Building, the old post office.
6:00, 7?
7.
We'll never get everybody in here, and if we need to put anything up on slides, we've got that big area in there that we can do. So that, that will be May 8th at 7:00 PM.
Okay.
Okay. Nothing from records retention, nothing from rules. We have several ordinances to address tonight. First one is ordinance 2018-17, an ordinance establishing a benefit schedule for the village of West Offutt and repealing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therein. It does have the emergency clause. This is, an oversight, and would get the village administrator in the benefit schedule. That's a full-time employee.
Motion to suspend the rules?
Second.
Sorry, guys, your secretary's a little slow. Okay, Chaney?
Yes.
Warden Kirker?
Yes.
Mauer, yes. Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yeah.
Warden Kirker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Mauer, yes.
All Okay, resolution 2824 is a resolution authorizing the village of West Lafayette to enter into the attached agreement declaring emergency. This is for the sewer maintenance for the county from here up to the cheese factory. It does have emergency clause.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Maurer, yes. Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Maurer, yes. Cheney?
Yes.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 2018-26, a resolution to approve purchase order 18202 to Park Safety Lighting, and then a now purchase order. This has emergency clause. We gotta go back to 2025 and we'll go ahead and do this one. They're both that now purchase order, so.
Motion to suspend the order.
Which one are we doing first?
26.
Oh.
36.
Okay, so, do we have a second?
Yeah.
You? Oh, okay. Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Maurer? Yes.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer, yes. Fortune?
Yep.
Bordenkercher?
Yes. Okay, resolution 2018-25, a resolution to approve purchase order 18193 to Bradford's Auto and Record Service, a then and now purchase order. Does that have an emergency clause?
Motion to suspend the rule.
Second.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer, yes. Fortune?
Yep.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer, yes. Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
I don't have any other business. Anybody else have any other business other than the executive session on one of the business?
Can I ask a question quickly? On the line going into Fresno, does that mean David Pedro is going to take care of that like you talked about before?
Well, the village
until
will. He'll be the operator of record.
Right. Okay, until they find somebody for that, correct? Is that what it was before? Yes. Is he going to do it forever now?
It's going to be a more of an indefinite.
Okay.
Need a motion to pay the bills?
Thank you.
Not yet.
Oh.
Need to schedule committee meetings.
Well, we've already got public work. You want another community business for, or you want to wait?
Not yet. We'll wait until we hear from Brett.
Public safety on the 9th, 7 o'clock fire.
5-9 at 7?
Mm-hmm.
Public Works is at 6:30 Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Anybody else? Be finance before next council
meeting. Oh, yeah. We already said that, I think.
On that 14th? That's what I have, 14th at 6:30.
Yeah, budget hearing, yeah.
That's also council meeting night, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what I've got. Public safety, fire, 7 o'clock on the 19th.
11. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry, ninth, I'm sorry.
Ninth, May 9th at 7.
May 9th, I had looked at the wrong calendar.
Public Works, the 24th at 6:30, Finance, the 14th at 6:30. Got them all?
Public Works is on the 25th at 6:30, Wednesday.
25th, yeah.
I don't know if it's making on the 24th.
Okay, wait a minute, say those again, go slow, I'm trying to get this down.
Public Works is the 25th at 6:30. Public Safety, Fire on the 9th of May at 7, and Finance, May 14th at 6:30.
Okay.
Public hearings on May 8th.
And your public meetings on the 8th?
Yeah, I got that one down.
Okay, that's up, thank you, I wanna make sure that's correct too, thank you.
Public hearing when?
May 8th.
18?
May 8th.
8.
At 7 PM.
Oh.
Okay, so there are no other committee meetings, I'll entertain a motion to pay the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Did you get him?
I did him first and you second.
Okay.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer, yes. Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Sure.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yeah. Motion for executive session to discuss personnel matters.
Second.
Heather, you wanna take the?
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer, yes. Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yeah.
Will we expect action tonight? I'm assuming you will with this kind of position.
I expect there should be some action, yes. I hope there's some action.
I'm hoping to, probably today's date, if you don't know.
You've been a lot of hoping.
Is it just a yearly thing? So I keep the village on track.
I don't, put it in, so I can put that, make a copy of it for the board, right?
Hey, Heather, can I give you?
Yep.
And there's the bills and committee meeting thingy, which I guess. Thank you. Oh!
The real one.
I'll be back for us, Roger.
Oh yeah, I gotta get you the eggs too.
Hey, we're off the record for executive session.
Oh, is this thing turned off?
I'll shut it off.
Okay. Do we need to have a motion?
Motion to go to executive session.
Do we have to have it recorded to go?
Yeah, we are back on the record, I'll entertain a motion to go out of executive session, it is 7:48.
Motion to go out of executive session.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Maurer, yes. Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we're back on the record and as a result of the executive session, we have an additional resolution to bring forth. Resolution 2018-27, a resolution authorizing the Village of West Lafayette to enter into attached agreement and declaring an emergency. The agreement reads, it is agreed between the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio and Lisa Steitler that Lisa Steitler will perform interim fiscal officer duties for a period of 6 to 8 weeks, up to 20 hours per week, at an hourly rate of $45 per hour. Those duties will be limited to processing payroll, paying bills, and associated duties. Lisa Steitler will not be performing clerk duties and will not be required to attend council meetings or type minutes. It does contain the emergency clause, so if you'd like to suspend the rules and move on from there.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Maurer, yes. Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer? Yes.
Okay, the only other business that needs to be addressed, I'm going to start interviewing, hopefully within the next week, for the fiscal officer's position. And as such, I've asked the finance committee, those who can be available, to attend those and when we do those interviews. So with that, I have no further business to bring before the council. Unless you have something else out there, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yeah.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer? Yes. Chaney?
Yes.